This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Isabel, and you're listening to Saturday Magazine. It's Izzy, Fiona, and Paul. Fiona, who is our next guest?
Thanks so much, Iz. So our next guest is Angela Rybenga, the General Manager of Transgender Victoria, who is here in the studio with us. Angela, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. It's absolutely joyful to be here and to be talking with you today.
I know, because you've got a really, there's a really big day on tomorrow.
Massive day. We've got Easter Sunday, but the most important part of tomorrow, of course, is Trans Day of Visibility.
Fantastic. Now, Trans Day of Visibility started in 2009, I believe. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Now, tell us, what have you got planned for tomorrow?
We've got a bit of a secret one this year. We originally planned for an event, but we thought we'd do a bit of an online piece. So this year, we're showcasing five amazing trans and gender diverse people from throughout Victoria, and we're going to share you a bit of their story and share you with you what allyship and allies mean to them.
Okay, that sounds incredible. So give us a rundown of who will be involved.
So we have five amazing people. We have the amazing Ricky Spencer, Kim Lee, we have a person named Fern, a person named Sam, and Amal.
And so there'll be online performances.
There'll be five stories that'll be shared online. So you'll get clips of these people speaking about their lives, their experiences as a transgender-diverse person, as well as how allies have impacted their life. We'll be sharing those five stories, as well as some compilation videos, some information, and some other exciting online social media pieces.
So Angela, can I just ask a question? How did you come up with those five people? Yeah, why have you chosen them, and what's their particular stories?
So when we were looking at different people to showcase, we really wanted to get a diverse range of people, because as many people know, trans and gender diverse people are all different. We all have amazing individual lives. So we looked for five unique individuals throughout our community that we really wanted to showcase, because they come from such different aspects of our community. So these five people come from all different areas of life, and we really wanted to showcase those different experiences.
And did you approach them, or did they respond to like a call for help?
So these are five people we directly approached.
Yeah.
So we started this project about 3 months ago. We got the idea around
only 3 months. That's massive planning.
Yes. And we put it all together in 3 months. It's going to
well
be
done.
Exceptional. Big shout out to our comms lead, Hank, who's done exceptional work.
That's a lot of work in 3 months.
Yes. Shout out to Hank. Now, I noticed that, you know, the thing that most people say is they haven't met a trans or a gender diverse person before, which leads to the new video campaign theme, Let's Change That, which you're introducing to the Victorian community. Tell us more about, you know, how that theme came together, and, you know, what are the steps that you put in place?
So about 9 months ago, I was sitting in a community consultation, and some data was presented to us as a group of trans people around our current perception within community. And one of the key takeaways for me was that a lot of people that were a bit fearful of trans people, unsure around us, a bit, you know, how can we meet you but not offend you type people that were worried, simply hadn't met trans people before. So what I wanted to do was, let's get them meeting trans people. Let's show them who we are. Let's be visible. And the idea is, we can change that, and we can make us more welcoming to them. We can make them feel more comfortable, and we can turn these people that may have never spoken to a trans person before full allies.
That's a fantastic aim, and no doubt we'll be, each year we'll be getting closer and closer to achieving that. So also the other really important component is that you're encouraging, you know, other people of the community to feel more confident with their own themselves out in the community. Sorry, that's a double Dutch way of saying is that, you know, you're hoping for develop better relationships with allies, stronger allies, and also building strength within the community also.
Absolutely. There's kind of two aspects to it. One is the allyship. If we can build strong allies, then people will feel more comfortable being themselves in our community, and that is really important. But the other aspect is that I've got a strong belief that every trans and gender diverse person is like a beacon of light that shines. And when we make those beacons of light shine, we unconsciously give others the permission to do the same. So the more visible we can be, the more visible others feel comfortable being.
That's a beautiful way of describing it.
Yeah, isn't it?
I was going to ask you, can we just move away from the organisation for a second, Andrew, and just talk about you. How did you end up being at Transgender Victoria? You're the general manager. Just tell us a little bit about your journey.
Yeah, so fun story. So I'm a 27-year-old trans woman, so very young, very new to the communities here up in Melbourne. When I came out as transgender about 4 years ago, I found that I didn't have a lot of supports. There wasn't a lot of help out there, and I felt very unsafe and uncomfortable in my community. I was very lucky that there were some regional organisations, because I lived regionally, that helped support me through my journey. So Gippsland Pride Initiative, for example. And what I wanted to do was I really looked at other people who were living regionally, my friends, my allies, and people that I was around, and realised that they also didn't have this support. They didn't have this knowledge. They didn't have this perspective for trans and gender diverse people. So what I did is I sat there for a while, got a bit upset, but I thought, what can I do to change this? And I looked at Transgender Victoria as an organisation, and I thought, if I get involved there, I can help bring that organisation out to these more regional, rural spaces and share their information, share their love, and try and normalise and allow for trans and gender diverse people in these regional areas. So I joined the board at the time, the committee, and I was very much involved, especially because I have a HR background and general management background. And I got more and more involved. And then after a couple of years, I thought, I can get really involved. So I came on as the general manager.
Throw down your gauntlet.
That's it.
Now, I believe that Gippsland Pride has just released some really interesting studies or a really interesting report. Now, I have I don't know anything about it, but a friend of mine who works down in Gippsland said, Fiona, Gippsland Pride has just developed this really fantastic report or resource. So I need to get more information about that. But are you aware of that particular project?
Yes. Yeah, so the Rainbow Brick Road report that was released by Gippsland.
I thought you would know. So I was like, let's bring this up because I hear it's great work.
It's amazing work. So it was based on survey of LGBTI people throughout Gippsland, and it highlights the needs and supports that are needed for us out there. And it was really eye-opening. I encourage everyone to have a read, not just for Gippsland purposes, but I imagine that it application is all over regional Victoria.
So people would go to, you can just find Gippsland Pride online and read it there?
That's it. If you Google Gippsland Pride Initiative, you'll either find it on social media or their website, and you can download the report through their website.
And I know we have a lot of other fabulous regional Pride organisations. Gippsland Pride would be able to then to, you know, share that content with them, and other Pride organisations regionally can work with that information to develop their own their own relevant reports.
Yeah, so a lot of work went into the Rainbow Brick Road report. It is something that has academic significance in the sense there was a lot of survey data and there was a lot of compiling of that data. So there's a lot of work to do in that report's statewide and nationally, really. It's not just regionally, but even in Melbourne. So there is a bit of work that goes into it, but the learnings we can pull from that report really do apply everywhere.
Great work. Well, we're very happy to hear that that's being done, and they also do some marvellous festivals and events, of course, and I will be going back to Gippsland myself this afternoon after the show.
Isn't it great that we have some of these regional organisations who are really like setting the bar and the benchmark for some of this research material? Because we hear an awful lot about the metropolitan centric organisations who do lots of stuff, and I think your personal story about not necessarily seeing and having the infrastructure around you, it's just great to see this type of thing coming through to the forefront now.
Absolutely. And the challenges and experiences for people living regionally, rurally, are so different to those living metro. Things like finding clothing that fits, or finding shoes that fit, or even going to places that are LGBTI friendly can be really hard because there isn't much of that out there. So for a lot of people that do live regionally, rurally, there is a bit of isolation, there's a bit of fear, there's a bit of stress. So being able to bring a lot of this support and these regional organisations that are doing that work is huge and absolutely absolutely amazing. So shout out to every regional organisation in Victoria.
Now, Trans Day of Visibility is one day in the calendar for TGV. What other projects are you working on at the organisation for the rest of the year?
Oh, I might get in trouble for this one.
So we won't tell anyone, it's fine.
It's okay, we're good.
Just us.
So we have some great projects coming up. So we're doing a lot of work in relation to our programs and stuff to really map out how much people have been impacted by our work. So at the end of this financial year, so around June, we're planning to release an impact report, which will help show government, stakeholders and other people and even our own community just how much support is out there, as well as how many people are impacted by that support. So that'll be a huge piece. Outside of that, we're also celebrating Trans Flag Day this year, which is going to be big. This is the first time we've done a big deal about
Trans Flare?
Trans flag.
Right. Oh, trans flare. I was like, do you have to wear flares? You know, trans flag.
So August the 8th, stay tuned for that. We're going to make that a big day. And we have Trans Awareness Week in November, but I'll be honest, here at TGV, we're going to change things up this week and we're going to make it Trans Awareness Month because we're trans all month and let's make it a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's some great events coming up all year round.
And why not?
Yeah.
Give us a shout, Angela. Now you've been into the Joy Studios once. You're very welcome to come back and, tell us the stories that we need to hear on air.
Absolutely.
Be happy to be back.
That's right.
And you've been a natural today as well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I know. First timer. We've got a couple of first timers in the studio, Paul.
I know we have, haven't we? It's exciting.
Isabel's doing really well.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Angela, yes, I think that it'd be really great to have you back certainly in August. But if you have any other news that you would like us and like the listeners to hear about, just give us a bell and we'll be right there.
Absolutely. We'll definitely get in touch.
All right. Fantastic. Now, for tomorrow, how do people tune in?
So there's a few things they can do. They can follow us on social media. They can visit our website. They can look at social media generally because we aren't the only organisation celebrating Trans Day of Visibility. All the queer and pride organisations will be doing something for it, I am certain.
Yeah, so it's a global day, isn't it?
It is. It's a massive day. So there's lots to do, lots to see. But honestly, the best thing you can do for Trans Day of Visibility, especially if you're an ally and not trans or gender diverse yourself, is simply by starting the conversation, talking to your friends, talking to your family, wearing that trans pride flag out to the shops, doing those small tasks that make the day so special.
Angela, thank you. We really appreciate you coming into the studio today. We're very excited to, encourage everyone to get on board.
And celebrate with you tomorrow.
And celebrate tomorrow. Thanks so much, Angela, from Transgender Victoria, General Manager and ready to take on the world after that. Thanks so much for coming in and we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks for having me.
You're on Saturday Magazine with Fiona Paul and Isabel. We will be right back.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.